Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing in under 5 minutes. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the messy, magical world within. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super crucial, embracing your emotions and validating your feelings. Because let's face it, life throws a lot our way, right? Ever felt like you're constantly on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into sadness or anger. You know that feeling when your gut tells you something isn't right, but you try to ignore it because it's not a big deal. Well, newsflash. All feelings are valid. That's right, every single one. From the giddy excitement of crushing it on a project to the sting of heartbreak or the frustration of hitting a wall, they all deserve your attention and respect. Here's the truth, bomb-suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to shove a beach ball underwater, it just keeps bobbing back up with more force. Ignoring our feelings can lead to a whole mess of trouble, anxiety, stress, even physical ailments. So how do we break free from this cycle of emotional repression and learn to embrace the full spectrum of human experience? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge and name your emotions. This is the first step towards understanding and managing them. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Are you feeling sad, angry, frustrated, or disappointed? The more specific you are, the better equipped you are to address the root cause. Think of it like labeling a package. Clarity makes everything easier. 2. Practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, so why do we treat ourselves so harshly when we're struggling? Remember that everyone goes through tough times, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Be kind to yourself, offer words of encouragement, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and support. You're human, after all. 3. Journaling can be your BFF. Get those emotions out on paper. Write about what's making you feel happy, sad, angry, or anything in between. It doesn't have to be perfect, just let the words flow freely. Journaling helps you process your thoughts and feelings, gain clarity, and track your emotional journey. 4. Find healthy outlets for expressing your emotions. This could be anything from dancing like nobody's watching to screaming into a pillow, we've all been there. Painting, writing poetry, or talking to someone you trust. The key is to find something that feels authentic and helps you release pent-up energy. 5. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Learning to embrace your emotions is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. There will be days when you feel more balanced and in control, and days when the emotional roller coaster seems a bit wilder. That's totally normal. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself with love and compassion. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, and suddenly you receive an email that completely throws off your day. Maybe it's bad news about a project or a difficult interaction with a colleague. Your heart starts racing, your stomach twists, and you feel like snapping. But then, instead of letting those feelings consume you, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the anger and frustration bubbling up inside, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. You choose not to lash out or bottle it up, but instead, you take a few minutes to process your emotions before responding calmly and constructively. That's embracing your emotions, recognizing their power, validating their existence, and choosing how to respond in a healthy and empowering way. Remember, my loves, acknowledging and embracing your emotions is not about being overly sensitive or dramatic. It's about honoring your human experience in its entirety, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. You are worthy of feeling all that you feel, and by learning to navigate your emotions with grace and understanding, you can unlock a deeper sense of self-awareness, authenticity, and inner peace. So go out there and embrace those feelings. And remember, if you ever need a little extra support on your journey, know that I'm right here with you. Join the conversation on social media, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, and keep shining bright, my beautiful souls. Until tomorrow's quickie.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.